feel great. I think we've got a great room, a lot of experience in there. Same experience other than the rookie with the scheme going into the second year, which is really a big plus. You know, we're pretty multiple. I think the guys are really tuned in. I think they're focused. I think that you know, we're looking forward to a lot of good things from that room this year.
Mike Denton talked about Ken Carter. Where did he just like come from? Because he was a special teamer, basically. And now Mike seems to like him a lot. I'm sure you do.
What happens a lot of times with those linebackers is they come into the league, they're going to be special teamers first. Mm-hmm. And it'll happen with Craig, it'll happen with Tank. That's what happens with a lot of those guys. Tank's problem last year at this time, he wasn't able to go through camp, he was injured. He didn't go through any of the spring with us the year before, so we had no evaluation of him. Between Craig and Dansby and Kirksey as the rookie, coming in, who we wanted to see what could do. Mm-hmm. There just wasn't a spot for Tank to, you know, shine. And now all of a sudden, through the spring and then into fall camp so far, you know, he's doing everything we thought he'd be able to do.
Coach, what have you, differences have you noticed from Kirksey's a rookie, Kirksey now, and just where's he at in the overall scheme?
Well, as you all know, Kirksey was an outside linebacker in college. He split out on number two. You know, college is a lot of 11 personnel, a lot of wide receiver sets. So he spent most of his time out where our safeties and our nickels play. So last year, most of his snaps inside, he was foreign to that. He did an awful lot of work in the offseason, studying film. He came in this offseason. You could tell he'd been looking at a lot of film. His inside run reads were a lot sharper, and then that carried over into practice.
In the spring, I believe you said that you tell your scouts, I want Chris Kirksey's. Like, that's the mold.
Cloning.
Why?
He's smart. He's tough. He's athletic. He's a leader. All those different things. He's got good height to him. You know, he's an athlete. He's exactly what you look for, in my opinion, in the NFL today. You know, the old days of 60 snaps of two backs back there running off tackle are over. These guys got to be able to cover backs. They got to be able to cover tight ends. They have to be good blitzers. It's a little bit of a different animal, and that's what we need to look for.
Chuck, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is Carlos Dansby to this defense?
I think he's a 10. I think, you know, as a quarterback goes on offense, your middle linebacker is the same on defense. He's in front of the huddle. He's making the calls. At practice, he's challenging them when things go down between him and Witt and Joe and Starksy in there. Those guys, you know, that leadership is very, very important.
His personality, what have you learned about him just as a person in that room?
You know, he's very humble. He's a very kind person. Don't get him mad. I don't know if any of you remember last year, there was a situation where we were doing one-on-ones against the running backs, and one of the rookies challenged him, and they went again, and it's not pretty.
I know this isn't exactly your position necessarily, but Barkevious, you know, going down, we just found out today that he had the scope. He'll be out.
Well, Barkevious is not in my area. You know, that's Brian Fleury. But, you know, I think, you know, any of these guys that we put a lot of time into, if they're going to miss some time, the guy behind them's got to be ready to step up. And that's what we preach to these guys all the time. Jimmy O does a great job of telling the backup players, you know, you're one ankle sprain away from going in there. So that's, you know, Nate Orchard's going to have to get ready to go. Scott Solomon, all those guys are put themselves in a position to step right in.
Coach, when Dansby was out for, I think it was four games last season, Craig Robertson got a lot of opportunities. What did he show you during that period of time?
He was very capable of handling it in there. He played very well. You know, he was good with his checks. He was good with his calls. Craig's got a great leadership sense to him. You know, the experience factor that Dansby gives you, we missed that a little bit, but now, Carlos does a good job in my room in terms of talking to those young players about the things that he's learned through the years playing. I mean, I learn from Carlos every day.
I know Carlos has been in the league forever, but can he get better in this system in year two?
Carlos?
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's so much better right now. Jimmy O did a great job. When we came out of last year's season, we watched every play. We made exclusive notes on alignments, assignments, tackling, scheme, everything. We went back We looked in every, you know, everything, every defense, why something went wrong or why it was good. We made those adjustments in the spring. Carlos, along with the rest of them, you know, we're so much better with our alignments, our assignments. The front, Coach Weaver with the front has done such a, not that he did a bad job last year, but the second year in the system, those guys all know what they're doing better. We're getting better calls from the back end through Coach Halfley. You know, those guys are communicating to us better. That all, we're a better defense all the way around.
So, Chuck, you know the players better, too, in terms of scheming and everything. Where to put them?
We know the players better. That's why you read Jimmy made some statements about, hey, Tank has showed us now he's a good blitzer. So we have a lot of different packages, you know. Now, Tank won't just go in and blitz every snap, you know. The offense would say, hey, the Tank's in there, they're blitzing. But, you know, Tank is very capable of being an everyday linebacker, but there are some things he does really well that we'll take advantage of.
Chuck, you catching up with your old coach, Patton Sr.?
And we were talking about golf.
What's your handicap?
Golf. he's always been a mentor to me. You know, he sees a lot of different things that sometimes, you know, when you're on the outside looking in that we may miss. He's very old school, which is good because we're all, you know, we all talk about scheme now. But between Mike and his dad and Jimmy O, we are very fundamentally sound. We work tackling every day. I hit that sled almost every day. I mean, it's very old school in the individual, and then we get into the techniques.
When you talk about those alignment errors that you've corrected, could you see in season last year that those were mistakes, and why were they?
They were correct. They were corrected last year, okay? But we have a lot of defenses, and you see a lot of different sets. And sometimes that may come up, you know, in the third quarter of the eighth game, and you get it corrected, okay? But it's because you're seeing a lot of different formations, and again, like we have a lot of different defenses, they're not going to get everything in practice. Some of it they're going to see on the first time on a Sunday.
It seems like you guys are, I don't want to say tackling, but there's a lot more, it seems like a lot more physical camp than last year. That's by design?
Well, yeah. You know, Mike is holding true to his statement about we want to be the toughest team in the NFL. If you don't do those things, you can't be that way. The other thing that happens defensively is the better you feel about the scheme, the more you know what to do, the faster you can play. So we're getting there faster, and that's why there's a little bit more physicality
to
it.
Last year, part of it, too, just kind of install. You know, we're so worried about getting guys in the right places and understanding the scheme that it maybe wasn't as physical last year, maybe, which also goes to being not playing as fast.
Well, you know, again, if you think back, we were in a lot of games. We played a lot of good defense. We had some guys get hurt. You know, Mingo got hurt in the second play of the season. He played with his arm and shoulder harness the whole year. We lost Phil. We lost Armani Bryant up front. You guys could tell me who else we lost. We lost Los for a while.
I just meant training camp.
Ruben,
the actual training in training camp itself.
Yeah, why it's more physical?
Yeah.
They know better what to do so they can play faster.
Yeah.
Would be a one-line answer.
Coach, it seemed like in the last season, we knew Carlos Dansby was going to be in one spot for most of the time, and then the other two guys, Kirksey and Robertson, would rotate a lot. Do you expect the same kind of thing to happen this coming season, or do you think maybe one of those guys is really going to kind of take the reins and get more playing
time? I think it'll be pretty much like it was last year. Craig is very capable of doing what Kirksey does. Kirksey's very capable of doing what Craig does. Kirksey does some things a little bit better, and we'll get Kirksey in those situations, and Craig does some things a little bit better. But they're both very capable. You know, if one of them went down and the other one had to play the whole time, I got no problem with that.
What have you seen improvement-wise from Kirksey? You were talking about cloning him, but what have you seen growth?
I've seen mostly an experience growth from lining up inside as opposed to outside. You know, when you're on the outside of a formation, all runs are coming at you from one way, okay? When you're an inside linebacker, you've got runs coming at you from both sides. You've got plays that start this way and come back, you know, misdirection plays. You've got downhill plays to you. You've got downhill plays away from you. You've got pullers. You've got coverage, you know, going to the side of the blitz, away from the side of the blitz. So much different for him, and that's where he's going to be so much better.
If the team needs help, to fill Mingo's pass coverage role. Is there anybody in your group who can fulfill that function?
Yeah, I think we have enough players in the outside linebacker room to do that. But, you know, Carlos Stansby's been an outside backer before, and Kirksey was an outside linebacker his whole time. So, you know, we've got a good group of linebackers overall, enough guys to get done what we need to.
Thanks, Cage.